This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Three more people have just been arrested in connection with the Manchester massacre as Britain braces for the potential of another terror attack.
And we're learning about the killer who turned an Ariana Grande concert into a bloodbath. He was a known ISIS fanatic.
Greg Palcott is live in Manchester where the guy lived with brand new details. Good morning, Greg.
Hey, folks. That's right. We have new developments in the past hour. As you just noted, our sister network Sky News is reporting that police have arrested another three people in possible connection to this attack. They found them in homes in the southern part of this city. And the other development, new figures on the brutality of this attack. Along with the 22 killed, we now know that 64 people remain hospitalized in this area. 20 remain in critical condition. And many of those, sadly, are young people. We heard a very dramatic message from Prime Minister Theresa May last night. She says that a new attack could be possible and could be happening very shortly. That's why she's raising the terror threat level in this country to the highest possible critical and putting something like 3,800 British troops on standby and deploying some of them into the streets.
Yes, and Fox News is further reporting that British officials said they deployed nearly 1,000 troops at high-profile sites in the country, some in London. Instead of police, the government had given the green light to an operation that could deploy up to 3,800 troops. I mean, what does that tell you? The Guardian is reporting that number. So there must be some evidence that says that, you know, something else could be coming right behind this, that this has been something that is much more planned and strategic that's involved, and you know, the British are doing everything they can to get on top of this. President Trump yesterday had offered to the Prime Minister Mays that you know, the United States is with them to do what they can to help out here. I mean, this is just incredibly devastating, Scott. You know, you imagine the families, how they must be affected, not to mention the shock of the, you know, of Manchester and probably throughout London.
Well, this is two attacks within 6 months, because
yes,
they just had the bridge, the guy mm-hmm. running over people on the bridge, and now
right.
this. So, I mean, how? I guess the real question is, how long do they stay on high alert?
Well, for as long as it takes. And I mean, you know, and especially in light of what President Trump had to say with the 50 Muslim leaders, that it's up to them. I mean, this is a community situation. And, you know, you have Muslim residents that are concerned that there could be an overreaction. And can you blame the people right now? I mean, here it is. They've been, I say they, England has been welcoming to Muslims, you know, to the point that people have been cautioning this. If you remember, you know, this has been, you know, some caution that the Prime Minister has put out there, you know, to the people that they need to get a handle on this refugee incursion. And, you know, they put out the welcome mat up to now. And, you know, and what are their guests doing to them? This is a very, very tough deal. And, you know, to try to keep this, you know, in balance to where it doesn't seem like, you know, Muslims specifically are being targeted, though it is the Muslims that have been radicalized that are perpetrating, you know, these horrendous and horrific situations. And who knows, Scott, this could very well be the straw that breaks the camel's back. And I kind of have the sense that people have had their fill of this. And, you know, Donald Trump said he's going to do everything he can to go after ISIS. And right. now with the help of these other Muslim countries that say they're in, we'll see what happens, right?
Yeah, and I mean, think of put it all into context. You just had a 22-year-old young man decide that the best thing that he could do in his life was to blow himself up and hurt children.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. 22 dead, over 119 roughly, or 119. It's just absolutely horrific. We've got more coming up. Stay with us, America.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
We're back with you, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, I'm Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. It is all right there. And if you want to drop me an email, again, thank you so much. And I appreciate it. It just seems like all of a sudden we're getting a lot of emails. So you've been listening to me and responding. I definitely appreciate that because, you know, it's all about you. It's all about you to get involved in the conversation, whether you do it through email, through Twitter at bmartinezlive.com, even the phone lines. We have an actual phone number too, and you're welcome to call that at 877-317-6432. 877-317-6432. I mean, it doesn't have even a cute deal to it. It's not like 877-CALL-MARTINEZ or anything like that. It's just 877-317-6432. So if you want to call, you can talk to Scott. You know, Scott will, you know, put you on the air and you can have your opinion noted. And like I said, we'd love to hear from you, whether it's on the phone line, whether you tweet or you want to drop me an email. Either way, we'd love to hear from you because it is about your opinion. And, you know, and again, you know what the show is all about. We're going to pursue the truth no matter where it leads because it's that important that we do get the facts. You know, Scott, it was quite interesting when the news broke. I don't know if you saw this at all, but when the news first broke, it was interesting because I happened to be watching Fox, and it was just all about the Manchester bombing. And by contrast, when you went to the other cable channels, you know, they were just content on just cycling over and over again with their Trump hatred. But meanwhile, we've got this incredible breaking news going on across the pond, as they say, in Manchester. And they're not saying anything. And when for hours, they ignored this big story because they believed the bigger story was, you know, let's beat Trump up some more.
Yeah, and last I checked, they're kind of our biggest ally.
You think?
Israel. Yeah. Last I checked, they've never once not had our back on something. Mm-hmm. They've been our allies for a very long time. Even after we became our own country, they were like, okay, yeah, we could be allies with you. We still need that stuff you have over there.
Yeah, but what are you telling your audience? I mean, this is your reason to exist is your audience. How disconnected from your audience that you would not tell them about the biggest breaking news of the time?
Well, they hadn't been given those talking points yet.
Oh, that's right. They were still formulating the talk. Oh, yes. Okay. Now I understand.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, you can't go live on air and just start talking about current events, Bill. You got to get the talking points.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know the talking point. It's Trump did it. It's Trump and Putin. no matter what. I mean, if they could have figured out a way to bring Trump and Putin into this horrendous event, they would have done so, probably.
I'm actually shocked that I haven't seen that narrative being taken, that somebody isn't blaming Trump because of the speech that he gave in front of the 50 Muslim leaders.
Yes, exactly.
I am shocked that somebody's not saying, well, if he didn't go in there and rile them up.
Well, that's great. See, you gave him an idea now. Now we're going to hear that one.
Well, okay, if they do that, ask yourself how wrong that is. Ask yourself what's wrong with that, because that would be crazy. If you went in and talked to 50 leaders who say they're peaceful and that riled up other people to attack, well, then how is he wrong on everything he said?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, and that's but see, this is all about perspective. If that is your worldview, that you hate Trump, everything. I mean, you look at a bottle of ketchup and it's Trump's fault. And it doesn't matter. And this is the thing where, you know, one of my dear friends used to say, you got to check yourself before you wreck yourself. And you got to take some inventory, ladies and gentlemen. And I would say that to these well-meaning ideologues. Now, there's some people you just, no matter what, you know, what did you say? You can't fix stupid. Isn't that what you said one time?
I probably said that a lot of times.
Yeah, you just can't fix stupid. And sometimes we just get caught in that. And we've all been there. You know, I'm not trying to, you know, claim some high ground here. But it's like, well, how do we get ourselves out of stupid, you know, when we're locked into this? And I think that, you know, some of it has to do with just, you know, from a spiritual standpoint, you know, God made it real clear. You got to forgive. And if you can't forgive, you're just going to be stuck on stupid. And so then you get around all these other people that can't forgive. And so you got all this bitterness going on and it divides us. We're no longer the United States. We're the un-United States. You know, you follow me? This is the formula for disaster. This is the formula for all the divisiveness that's going on in the country. And guess what? There are, believe it or not, there are people that are in our government that are just gleeful about America's discombobulation right now, because, all it's doing is retarding the whole process of what Trump came to Washington, D.C. To do, which is why the forgotten man and woman, Main Street America, said, hey, he's our guy. He may be he has his human problems and foibles and all that sort of thing. But hey, so do we. But he's saying the right things. You know, for the first time, a president, a potential president back then, talking about these things that, hey, we've been yelling about for decades. I mean, it's like nobody wants to talk about this all these 8,000-pound gorillas in the room. And you've got an outsider who comes in and goes, hey, I'm like you. Yeah, I'm a billionaire, but so what? Billionaires are seeing this the same way you are. And they said, okay, hey, you're our guy. Go turn some tables upside down. Well, do you think the bureaucrats in the Beltway, you know, are going to put out the welcome wagon and the welcome carpet out for him? You got another thing coming. I mean, this guy hasn't had a minute. He's been attacked at every turn. And, of course, now the thing that sticks is the Putin deal, all because Donald Trump is a leader. And leaders respect leaders. They, you know, regardless of position, regardless of history sometimes, you know, you just stand back and you go, wow, this guy's a leader. And it's not necessarily, you know, again, as a leader, you admire some qualities, but you also, you know, open up a dialogue with somebody as opposed to saying, you know, the guy's an idiot, he's a killer, and so, hey, come on over to my house and let's have coffee. You know, it doesn't make for a great introduction. But just because, Scott, remember when he just, you know, he suggested that that Putin, you know, must have something to be the leader of Russia. And he acknowledged his leadership qualities. Now, those are leadership qualities are neutral. It's what you choose to do with those. OK. And but, oh, my goodness, you know, the Democrats and the mainstream media, you know, that gave them all they needed. So then they stuck Putin on him like Velcro. And everywhere he goes, he's in love with Putin. They're, you know, they're BFFs, all this stuff and rhetoric and everything like that, that, you know, the truth be known, Donald Trump probably doesn't even know Vladimir Putin all that well. And, oh, yeah, let's not forget what the previous president did and the Secretary of State with Russia. all the interminglings, the cash, the you know, pay for play with the Clinton Foundation, and tell Vlad after I get reelected, everything's going to work out. I'll have more flexibility. I'll have 4 more years. I don't have to put up with this political stuff. I've got a pen. I got a phone. We're going to take care of it. We're going to make it all work, right? But no, we're going to ignore all that. And now the perspective we're going to have.
Cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Hi, my name is Lee, and for 10 years I've suffered from ulcerative colitis. I've taken prednisone, ibuprofen, and many other prescription drugs and never saw any improvement. I tried salmon oils and flaxseed oils, but only burped them up, and they did not seem to help. Then I learned from an acquaintance who healed her rheumatoid arthritis by using Andreas seed oils. I was so inspired to try them, I began taking Andreas flaxseed, 5-seed blend, black cumin, and coriander seed oils. In 5 months, the swelling in my hands was so reduced, I was able to see my knuckles for the first time in 5 years. I've been off all medications for 13 months, and by using only Andreas seed oils, my colitis is controlled, and the arthritis pain in my knees is also reduced, and my inflammation is zero, and so many other benefits.
A patent-pending process has been developed which results in seed oils that have virtually zero oxidation and are structurally intact. Now, the full healing power of seed oils is available to you via the Andreas seed oils. Call Synergistic Nutrition at 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Emails direct. NSA free to Bill at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, we're back with you 19 minutes after the top of the hour. As I was saying in the middle of my sentence, as we had to do some important things here and go to break, it's a matter of perception. And you've got to watch this. I mean, I was just telling Scott, I'm looking here. I Google Gowdy Brennan, you know, because we're going to be talking about the hearing that took place. And Google puts to the top those things that are biased clearly. I mean, it's all about, Twitter responses that are very negative towards Trey Gowdy. I'm not going to list them, but right now I want you to hear this soundbite from Trey Gowdy and the interaction with John Brennan.
Director, thank you for your service to our country. Let's go back to where we were a couple of minutes ago. You mentioned or you testified that you had a conversation in August of 2016 with your Russian counterpart. You testified that you briefed at least 8 members of Congress throughout the pendency of your investigation. When you learned of Russian efforts, and we'll get to that in a minute because my understanding from your unclassed report is Russia has historically attempted to interfere with our electoral process, and they did so without coordination, collusion, or conspiring with any of the candidates. So they have a history of doing it. We'll lay that aside for a minute. 2016 electoral process. When you learned of Russian efforts, did you have evidence of a connection between the Trump campaign and Russian state actors?
As I said, Mr. Gowdy, I don't do evidence. And we were uncovering information and intelligence about interactions and contacts between U.S. persons and the Russians. And as we came upon that, we would share it with the Bureau.
I appreciate that you don't do evidence, Director Brennan. Unfortunately, that's what I do. That's the word we use. You use the word assessment. You use the word tradecraft. I use the word evidence. And the good news for me is lots of my colleagues on the other side of the aisle use the word evidence, too. One of my colleagues said there is more than circumstantial evidence of collusion between the Russians and the Trump campaign. Now, there are only two types of evidence. There's circumstantial and direct. So if it's more than circumstantial, by necessity, it has to be direct. Those aren't my words. Those are the words of one of my colleagues on the other side of this very committee. Another Democrat colleague on the other side of this committee also used the word evidence, that he has seen evidence of collusion between the Trump campaign and the Russians. And yet a third California Democrat said she had seen no evidence of collusion. So that's three different members of Congress from the same state using the same word, which is evidence. And that's the word that my fellow citizens understand, evidence. Assessment is your vernacular. Tradecraft is your vernacular. You and I both know what the word evidence means. And we're not getting into whether or not you corroborated, contradicted, examined, cross-examined. We're not getting into how you tested and probed the reliability of that evidence. It's a really simple question. Did evidence exist of collusion, coordination, conspiracy between the Trump campaign and Russian state actors at the time you learned of 2016 efforts?
I encountered and am aware of information and intelligence that revealed contacts and interactions between Russian officials and U.S. persons involved in the Trump campaign that I was concerned about because of known Russian efforts to suborn such individuals, and it raised questions in my mind, again, whether or not the Russians were able to gain the cooperation of those individuals. I don't know whether or not such collusion, and that's your term, such collusion existed. I don't know. But I know that there was a sufficient basis of information and intelligence that required further investigation by the Bureau to determine whether or not U.S. persons were actively conspiring, colluding with Russian officials.
Do you know the basis of that information that you share with the Bureau? I mean, what was the nature of the evidence?
I think, Mr. Gowdy, this committee has now been provided information that relates to that issue in terms of information that the agency shared with the Bureau, and that is something that is appropriately classified.
All right, and you learned that when? When in this chronology did you learn of the contacts between these official members of the Trump campaign, or because there's kind of a tripartite hierarchy. There's Trump himself, there are official members of the campaign, and then there are folks who represented themselves as being connected with him.
I'm not going to try to identify individuals nor try to parse it.
I just want you to identify the individuals.
I'm not going to identify the individuals because this is information that, again, is based on classified sources and intelligence.
Were they official members of the campaign?
I'm going to defer to current agency officials to be able to further provide to you information related to that. But my understanding is that this committee has access to the documents that we would have provided to the Bureau.
All right. Last question, because I'm out of time. We can use the word evidence. We both know what the other one's talking about. How did you test, probe, examine, cross-examine, otherwise test the reliability or believability, credibility of that evidence you uncovered?
I made sure that the components within CIA that have responsible for counterintelligence, cyber, and Russia were actively working to understand as much as possible about the reliability, accuracy of the information that they already collected and information that was available that needed further corroboration.
You know, the thing amazes me, Scott, is we've been doing this for almost a year, and we come back to that crossroads of collusion, no collusion. What kind of interference did the Russians? You know, how successful were they with the interference? And you know, and you even have James Clapper, who had you know, in his hearing said. You know, they could not determine that any votes were changed because of the meddling of the Russians. And even then, that's just assuming that that is the case. And that's what people are quick to go to, is that the Russians were, in fact, successful in meddling. But, you know, to me, again, we're stepping over the main issue here. Number one is the unmasking of General Flynn. But we want to keep fighting this windmill that somehow Putin is so brilliant and the Russians are so brilliant that they were able to turn over nine states that were unsuspected, right? I mean, regardless of the evidence of what, you know, Hillary Clinton's campaign didn't do, as brought out to me evidence clearly was shattered, what Amy Parnes and John Ellen presented in their book, you know, this level of incompetency that that wrecked her campaign.
Well, there's really two things here. I mean, do you want to find out the truth? Because you think that it will that affects the country, and it has obviously divided us. And if it's not true that Russia didn't influence it, then it's obviously the other side that has created this divide.
Right.
And but or
well,
do
the
you,
other
or
side
wanna...
in the mainstream media, because it makes for headlines, it sells papers. I mean, it gets people's attention. I mean, look at we're talking about it, you know, and they've been saying, you know, there's no there. You know, I hear Miss Clara yelling, where's the beef? Where's the beef?
Well, then the other side of it is, or do you just want to have this keep going on and you want the truth because it makes you feel better? It lines up with what you want the world to be.
Right.
Or you keep it going
to really block progress of getting this country back on track.
Well, and that's what it feels like to me, because we've had enough people that are high up come out and go, look, I'm not seeing any of this. This isn't, you know, I'm not seeing any information here. I'm not seeing any, there's no evidence. So, you know, what are we doing here? Even Rosenstein. I'll get his name right one of these days.
Yes, I know where I am.
He even came out and said, look, there's no reason to do this except to make the American people comfortable with the evidence.
And, of course, a little bit later on, we're going to hear from James Hurston. He's going to tell you why Bob Mueller is the wrong guy for the job. And lest you forget, he's going to bring to your memory, you know, things in Mueller's past and what makes his, you know, his position as special counsel a bit suspect. But, hey, that's what politics does. It gets a little messy sometimes, and we're in the mess of it.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164, 800-915-9164, 800-915-9164.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's always a great day here at Bill Martinez Live. What more could you want?
Oh, just a greater day. Why not? Hey, while we're, going for it, let's just go bigger. Why not? 28 minutes before the top of the hour, I am Bill Martinez. Joseph Castleberry is with us. We've been trying to get connected with Dr. Castleberry for the entire week ever since President Trump gave that incredible speech in Saudi Arabia. And Joseph's background really puts him in an excellent position here to commentate on, what the president had to say. And not only, Joseph, not only what he said to these Muslim leaders, but dare I say, even to some of these activist judges, if they're willing to include somewhat in their decision making what President Trump said on the campaign trail, are they willing now to include what he said to these 50 leaders in Saudi Arabia?
Well, they certainly should. This was a major speech. It's hard to overestimate the importance of it. It was a brilliant speech. The speechwriters, the people that wrote this speech know the Muslim world in detail, and the phrases are just sparkling. I mean, it's really an amazing speech, but it signals a sea change in American foreign policy.
Well, without a doubt, and with your experience, these words that he spoke, as you say, words have meaning. And this was something the Muslim world, it seemed to me, they drank this up like there had been such a vacuum that existed in the previous 8 years, which may be surprising for a lot of Americans that saw Barack Obama as being rather sympathetic to the Muslim world. But yet a good portion, obviously, I mean, 50 of the, 56 countries were represented there. And, they didn't, tar and feather him. They didn't send him out the way. In fact, they were welcoming billboards. They even said, hey, come here, we're going to give you a sword. We're going to dance together, right?
Well, they did. And they absolutely ate this speech up. Some of the wording of it that's worth mentioning, you mentioned in on social media that Trump had said, drive them out, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
When I heard that phrase, it immediately clicked in my head that he was alluding to Surah 2, verse 191 of the Quran. And it says, and slay them wherever you find them, and drive them out of the places whence they drove you out, for persecution is worse than slaughter. Now, that verse is very, very, very well-known verse of the Quran.
Mm-hmm.
That verse is talking about fighting infidels. And what Trump did was he went and said, hey, I'm not an infidel. I'm with you. We worship God. You worship one way. I worship another. But we worship God. We believe in heaven and hell. I'm on the side of good. Those people are the infidels. They're on the side of evil. And when you see them, when you find them, drive them out.
Yes.
And he essentially used the Quran against the Islamic extremists. And it was brilliant rhetoric. And I don't think it went unnoticed by the Muslims who heard it.
Yeah, but it definitely went unnoticed by the mainstream media here in the homeland, didn't it?
I haven't heard anybody else commenting on it, but it certainly stands out. The speech was extremely well crafted.
Yeah.
He gave a message, a very clear message, that Jimmy Carter is out, that Bill Clinton is out, Barack Obama is out. That foreign policy is gone. The foreign policy that's based on idealism and trying to make other people into Democrats and trying to make them politically correct and all that stuff. And believe me, those things have some virtue. I'm not necessarily endorsing this approach. But what was very clear is that we've gone back to a realistic foreign policy that is very clearly focused on realistic goals and how do we achieve them, and that is how do we stop terrorism.
Peace and prosperity for all. In the Muslim world, we hear about all the Christians that are being persecuted through this whole process. It's been incredibly devastating, but very little pause is given to how many Muslims within the Muslim world have been the victims of ISIS.
Oh, absolutely. Muslims are the second most persecuted religion in the world after Christianity. The really sad thing is that most Muslims are persecuted by other Muslims.
Yes.
The Muslims that are killed around the world, overwhelmingly, they're being killed by radical Islamists.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, this is definitely a message of what he called principled realism. And the principle is, here's the principle behind the realism. Leave us alone is the golden rule.
Mm-hmm.
That's what Elton John's saying in Get Back, Honky Cat. It's exactly the ethics of the speech. Leave us alone. We will help you get rid of them, but leave us alone.
Exactly.
And we will not try to tell you how to live. We won't tell you how to worship. No more lectures. We just want you to help us get rid of this threat. And on the surface, if you wanted to criticize the speech morally, you could say that on the surface, this wasn't good news to persecuted Christians in Muslim countries, because Trump has said loud and clear, we're not going to bring a human rights perspective to our dealings with you. You deal with your own internal problems, we'll deal with ours, but let's work together on this problem we share. On the surface, that doesn't look too good for Christians, but when you look at the results of the idealism-based foreign policy that Jimmy Carter pursued and gave Iran to the Islamic Revolution there and took it away from the Shah and the things that Barack Obama has done, which and George Bush, that basically by getting rid of dictators like Saddam Hussein and Bashar al-Assad, although we hadn't got rid of him completely yet, by fighting those dictators, what we've wound up doing is creating ISIS.
Yes.
If your intentions are really good, but your results are really horrible, that doesn't recommend your foreign policy well. So I think what Trump believes is that a realistic policy that goes after concrete goals will actually do more good in the long run than idealistic things that don't accord to reality.
Well, the human rights issue is down the chain a bit. You can't deal with human rights issues when you're fighting for your survival. It's kind of that, the hierarchy of life. But if you go in and you tell people, as Trump did, and I think, as you say, there were some powerful benchmarks throughout this speech. And I think it started out first in terms of building that bridge of relationship and saying, hey, look, we're not here to tell you how to be, just as you stated. But we want you to know that we have common interest. And in those common interests, we can find common ground, and we can work together toward this end for peace and prosperity. He brought that down. And for all. But, what they're going to hear is, look at, they know it's been a rough go themselves in the last decade plus. And since the rise of ISIS, not been a lot of fun for them. And now, here it is, they all have a common enemy. These 50 Muslim leaders come together, and they're open to hear from a president of the United States and be encouraged. I mean, this Trump effect is amazing, what it's done here domestically, but what we're seeing internationally as well, Joseph.
Oh, absolutely. They absolutely need Trump's help to stamp out extremism. For years now, they've been tolerating it and even funding it. Saudi Arabia poured a tremendous amount of funds into the Wahhabi cause that created these movements. And now it's a real threat to them. The ISIS scares the daylights out of them. And, of course, they've got the problem with Iran as well. They really need our help against Iranian aggression in places like Yemen and their control of Lebanon through Hezbollah and other places. They need, they're in serious danger here, so they need help. So in selling them weapons, by the way, I said Jimmy Carter was out, but Henry Kissinger is back in a big way. And, by the way, President Trump recently met with.
Yes, exactly.
Kissinger's been talking to him on the phone. Kissinger's foreign policy, they call it real politic, right? It's back in charge in a big way. Under that policy, we had the Iran-Iraq war. You remember when they were fighting each other?
Right.
We weren't having to fight them. This is straight out of Machiavelli and through Kissinger. If your enemies are fighting each other, you're out of the loop. So in selling all these weapons to the Saudis, it does create the possibility that they're going to have a conflict with Iran. And what's strange in recent politics is that Saudi Arabia has been seeing that it has more in common with Israel than it does with the Shiite Muslims.
The conversation will continue. Dr. Joseph Castleberry, president of Northwest University. Joseph, always good to have you with us. Thank you so much for being with us. This is Bill Martinez. We are live.
Attention, this is a public notice from Citizens Disability. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right if you suffer from physical and mental disability. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, Citizens Disability can help. You'll be given an advocate who will evaluate your situation, handle your application, and deal with Social Security. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. We only get paid if you win your case. There are a number of conditions that can make you eligible for disability benefits, many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Citizens Disability today to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation. 800-989-1396. 800-989-1396. 800-989-1396. That's 800-989-1396. 1396.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-765-1480 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-765-1480.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you need that bird. I trust your taste in the tippets. Thank you.
Bill Martinez, live.
America, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. I'm Bill Martinez. It's always great to have you along with us. Always great to have James Hurston, too. New York Times bestselling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor. Mr. James, how are we doing, buddy?
Fantastic. How are you doing?
Hey, we're doing great. We got sinkholes all over the place. Florida was reporting a sinkhole just outside of Mar-a-Lago. I mean, California's got their share of sinkholes. I mean, there's some nasty sinkholes going on. I think maybe Trump started a little bit early to drain the swamp. And, you know, holes are abounding all over the place here. I don't know.
It's sinkhole. I thought you were talking about Rosie O'Donnell there. there are sinkholes. But there's a huge sinkhole in the media.
Yes.
In the establishment Republicans and the Democrats who have been heaping praise on the new special counsel, Robert Mueller, saying how wonderful he is.
Yeah, but this thing's a joke, though, James. I mean, look at 51%. We're still a 50-50 nation. 51% doesn't necessarily agree with the firing of Trump. I mean, of Comey. And then so you have that, and everybody's kind of maso menos about Mueller. And it's like, wait a minute, we're having a special counsel come in, and he's addressing a non-crime at this point. Forget about what happened with Flynn, right? We're just going to step over his pumpkin head, which is, oh yeah, by the way, that's the main crime. So let's ignore him, right, altogether.
Well, yeah, no, I mean, there is no crime in the so-called Russia investigation. No one has come up with a crime that they even say may have been committed. And so you don't appoint a special counsel for a non-criminal investigation. But add to that, Mueller should not have been appointed for two reasons. The first reason is his past performance, his conflict of interest related to the Obama administration. Mm-hmm. And the second reason is his very close professional and personal relationship with James Comey. And whatever it is, James Comey is going to be a key witness in the case, if it's part of the Russia investigation, because what prompted the special counsel was a New York Times story that claimed that Trump had a conversation with Comey and had said that he hopes that Comey wouldn't continue investigating Michael Flynn. Well, first of all, that on its face is not a crime and is not obstruction of justice. But the question of whether it's not is going to turn around the testimony of one James Comey, who has been called essentially Mueller's protege. They stood together and threatened to resign as an act of solidarity.
Exactly.
They also stood together when Comey was appointed. Greg Jarrett of Fox News pointed this out. But more than that, we got to remember who Mueller was. First of all, the biggest scandal that's going on right now, you alluded to it when you mentioned Michael Flynn. You're talking about the leak that took out Flynn.
Right.
That was a crime. That leads us to the question of surveillance and the unmasking. Mm-hmm. And Susan Rice, who still hasn't testified under oath about it. Mm-hmm. And
well, she says if she gets a card, if she gets a card out of jail, you know, gets a get out of jail card, if she gets immunity, then she'll come in and talk. But of course, she's lied so much. Even if she talks, you can't believe her, right?
Well, of course not. I mean, she's the one that said that the video caused Benghazi. But Mueller is going to be led into a conflict of interest. Why? Because it's going to be led to Obama. Mm-hmm. And Obama asked Mueller to stay on as the FBI director after his term expired. He had originally been appointed by George W. Bush. And when Mueller was the director, that's when the IRS investigation occurred. Mm-hmm. That's when a whole bunch of other scandals occurred. But in particular, the IRS investigation, Congressman Jim Jordan mm-hmm. was questioning Mueller.
Right.
And Mueller, no wonder he is Comey's mentor, because when Mueller was testifying, he kept saying, well, I can't answer that question, I can't answer this question. But then Jordan said, look, you've been investigating the IRS scandal for over a month. He said, it's the biggest story in the country. Tell me who the lead investigator is. He says, Mueller says, I don't know.
I don't know. Yeah, I remember that. That's incredible.
I don't know.
Yeah.
And it was such a big scandal that he didn't know. And there was a whole host of things that he appeared clueless on, that when the House issued their interim report, they specifically cited that when the IRS investigation Holder basically was investigating the administration themselves, there was no independent counsel. There was nothing. And he was unable to answer basic questions about it. Also, there was an inspector general investigation that was real dicey and questionable. He couldn't, didn't have knowledge about that. So this guy appears to be another, like a James Comey, someone that is like an umbrella covering up for anybody in the Obama administration, any Democrat.
Right.
And now he accepts this post where he's going to be led to the Obama administration and Susan Rice, where there's a conflict when he served. And his key witness is going to be James Comey, who's he's joined at
his blood brother. Exactly.
Yeah. And so this is what's amazing to me is that nobody's saying this. Besides Greg Jarrett, who wrote a piece on FoxNews.com, every Republican, every prominent Republican, certainly every Democrat except Nancy Pelosi, she's upset because she wants an independent commission.
Mm-hmm.
But they're all saying, well, Mueller, he's wonderful, he's perfect.
Yeah, but they said that about James Comey, and James, I'm so glad that you brought this up, because I remember at that hearing when Mueller didn't know the most basic answer and question, didn't have the answer for that basic question, he looked so incompetent. And now he is the special counsel for this deal, with all the other, like you say, all these other potential conflicts, not to mention, now I would want to know this, but I'm sure there's no way we'd find out. If when Barack Obama decided to extend his position as FBI director, if Obama asked him, will you be loyal to me or not?
Sure, I'd love to know that.
I'm just saying, you know, you're going to tell me that question didn't come up?
Well, since Comey, James Comey, keeps such copious notes, supposedly, maybe Comey will have a memo where Obama is asking him that question at some point. I don't know whether Mueller keeps copious notes. But the bottom line is, first of all, Rod Rosenstein, should never have appointed a special counsel. And it was clear, as Pat Buchanan, he used the word that Rod Rosenstein sandbagged President Trump.
Right.
You know, the White House got half-hour notice before this announcement was going to come out, which is why they had to pull Kellyanne Conway from a show. And so this was something. I don't know whether Rod Rosenstein is another person that universal praise has been heaped on, how wonderful he is. Well, he didn't make a wonderful decision here on two counts. He shouldn't have appointed a special counsel for a non-crime,
right.
And he certainly shouldn't have appointed a guy with this many conflicts to do it. So I wonder why. Why?
Right.
My question is, why did he do it, and why did he do it in a surprise way?
Well, you know why he did. You know why he did it? To shut people up. That's all he did. I mean, it wasn't anything more. It wasn't anything courageous. It was just to shut people up. That's all it was.
But
you
isn't
know?
That amazing? Because that just shows the difference between Democrats and Republicans. Democrats never shut up, and they still haven't shut up after Mueller was appointed. Republicans never demanded a special counsel when there was scandal after scandal with criminal implications, going back to Fast and Furious, to the IRS, to the Benghazi case, to the Stuxnet case.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
The defendant, when Eric Holder committed perjury in front of Congress, and it just goes on and on. And they didn't really vociferously request a special counsel, nor did anyone even discuss it. Mm-hmm. In the Clinton Foundation and Hillary email scandal, Huma Abedin, the guy that ran the IT department that used the bleach bit on Hillary's server. I mean, 30,000 emails are destroyed, and they can't see the evidence of intent there.
Mm-hmm. Five people got immunity. What did they find out for the immunity that they gave away? What did they find out?
Cover-up immunity.
I missed that one. That was in the small print, cover-up immunity. Oh, okay.
That's what I'm calling it, because immunity is normally given to get somebody to sing.
Exactly.
And it appears, from the fact pattern, that Comey handed out immunity to protect the Clintons. And also, Comey goes back with the Clintons. There was a number of cases that Comey was assigned to when he was a prosecutor that had to do with Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton, the Mark Rich case.
Comey
was on the Mark Rich case.
Well, James, I'll tell you, this is the
file.
See, this is the problem. Once you start pulling the string on this, it's never ending. And then, you know, we run out of time. And I'm so sorry. We need more time. But this is why you're on with us every week. James Hurston, New York Times bestselling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor. Great stuff here, James. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
The answer to being